Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, A Time to Speak and a Time to Pray.
Speak the Word.
I think that all of you out there listening today can probably use, you know, a little help in your prayer life. I know that I could and still can, actually. I'm going to start out with the scriptures today from Matthew 7, 7 and 8 in the God Word translation. It says, ask and you will receive, search and you will find, knock and the door will be open for you. In verse 8, it says, everyone who asks will receive. The one who searches, he says, will find. And for the one who knocks, the door will be opened. And in Mark 11, 23, in the God Word translation, it says, I can guarantee this truth. This is Jesus talking. And Jesus is saying, I can guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt. He says, it's going to be done for someone that doesn't doubt, but believes what He says. You got to believe what you say will happen. He said, He can say to this mountain, be uprooted and thrown into the sea. And He says, it will be done for him. And verse 24 says, that's why I tell you to have faith that you have already received whatever you pray for, and it will be yours. Let me stop here and expound a little bit on this verse where it says, that's why I tell you to have faith that you've already received whatever you pray for, and it will be yours. He's saying here, a lot of people don't understand this. I think they don't really believe that they're healed until all the symptoms vanish, but that's not true. The Bible says that as soon as you pray, if you're praying for healing, as soon as you pray for your body or that of someone else, it's healed right then. Now, maybe the symptoms don't disappear right away for you, but this is where your faith is going to come in handy, because you need the faith to believe, you know, what you're saying. So if you really truly believe the Word of God and you're speaking that, then those symptoms aren't going to go away. You're just going to have to be patient, but you're going to have to stay in faith and know that God's Word works. So today I want to share with you about getting some more answers for if you're like most, and I think you are, that you probably wish that God would answer your prayers more quickly. I know that I have. So the title that I've given to this teaching today is called A Time to Speak and A Time to Pray. Brothers and sisters, there is a time when we really need to speak to that situation. We need to speak to that sickness, or we need to speak to that bank account or that checkbook or your finance, whatever. We need to speak to it instead of praying about it. But you can pray and you can speak too, but God is telling us that we need to speak to it. So that, like I said, today we're going to talk about it's a time to speak and it's a time to pray. And one of the main ways to get your prayers answered sooner that I found is to let God do what we ask Him to do without trying to do it ourselves and without interfering with Him. In other words, even though God wants us to be specific with our prayer request, He should also be allowed to have the final authority over our situations. Friends, we need to allow God the freedom to modify our request or alter them in a way that will work best for us. You know, you want your prayers answered, but sometimes we pray amiss, and maybe we're praying in a way that maybe wouldn't be good for us. So we have to let the Lord, trust Him to know what we need to pray for. And He knows more about us. We have to understand, too, that God knows more about us than we know about ourselves. I found through my prayer requests that we don't always know how to pray over our circumstances. And this is another reason that we should give God the freedom to help us. The Word also tells us that when we don't know how to pray, that the Holy Spirit will help us. He tells us this in Romans 8, 26, in the NIV version. The Apostle Paul says, in the same way, the Holy Spirit helps us when we are weak. We don't know what we should pray for, but the Spirit Himself prays for us. He prays through groans, he says, too deep for words. Verse 27 says, God, who looks into our hearts, knows the mind of the Spirit, and the Spirit prays for God's people just as God wants Him to pray. And I'd like to share an example of what I mean by allowing God to prevail in our circumstances. It's an experience that I had back in 2005. You know, sometimes I think back to a particular time when I was praying and asking God for His help. And I think about what would have happened if I would have gotten my prayers answered the way I wanted Him to answer them. You know, I bet some of you could say the same thing. I bet some of you out there listening today have prayed prayers that or was asking God for things that maybe you wished you hadn't, wished He could have done it differently. I remember back in 2005, I was having what we know in the South referred to as a pig picking, and I had about 100 friends or so and family members that were coming. And of course, at the same time that I was having this outing, at the same time I was planning it, I was having a new roof, you know, put on my house and doing some landscaping in my yard. And if that wasn't enough, I was having my deck painted. You know, I was having that repainted too. My husband David's always telling me that I want it yesterday. You know, sometimes, and maybe some of you are guilty of the same thing, but I know sometimes that when I want something done, next thing I know, I get two or three things going on at one time, and I get overwhelmed with the project that's going on. You know, if, for instance, you know, we need carpet in one part of the house, well, I'm going to decide, well, okay, I'm going to paint the furniture, you know. So we've got all this stuff going on, and that was what was happening back in 2005. You know, the people were working on the roof and painting the deck and working in the yard at the same time, you know, because I want everything to look nice, you know, for my family and my friends, and all of you probably would want to do the same thing. You know, so I've been praying that God would help the crew complete all this work at a particular time. I wanted it to be ready, like I said before, I wanted it to be ready and look really good when my friends and my family came. And I was getting concerned because it didn't look like in the natural that the men were going to finish on time. And I'm going to stop here, and you know, I feel like I need to say something on this, you know, because when I looked at the men working on my roof and all the stuff going on in the natural, that's what we get hung up on, the natural. Because in the natural, it didn't look like they were going to finish in time. But sometimes we were talking about praying earlier, because we pray and in the natural, the pain is still there. Or in the natural, we still owe those bills. But we have to understand that there's a big difference between natural and supernatural. So in the natural, it didn't look like things were going to take place as I wanted them to. But we also know that, like I just said, that there's a big difference between the natural and the supernatural. So I just kept praying, and I kept telling God, like some of you have done, what needed to be done in order for them to complete this job. Just like He didn't already know, it never occurred to me to trust Him, to trust God to do it His way. It didn't occur to me that God knew exactly what to do in order for it to all come together. The way that I would like to have it done. But you know, friends, God did answer my prayers. However, He did not do it. He did not do it the way I had asked Him, nor did He do it on the day that I asked Him. And so, you know, today and even then, I was so thankful that He didn't. I think now that it's all over, if God had have answered my prayers when I wanted him to, and if he'd have answered them the way I wanted him to, I would have had a huge mess on my hands, because the men were late in getting my roof on, and that turned out to be a blessing in disguise, for the paint on the deck was still wet, and you can only imagine what it would have been like if they had finished the job and the paint being wet and all that black stuff falling down on my deck. And the men working on the roof, you know, they made a real mess, and so I had black stuff all over my newly painted deck. But I thank God that it had time to dry because of God's grace and because of his mercy in answering my prayer. It all worked out because the deck had time to dry before the roof got finished. And so it wasn't a problem, you know, getting all that stuff, you know, off my deck. But God having mercy on me, he did it my way. God let me know that I was asking him for his help. I'm asking God for his help. In other words, I was asking him for his help. And he pointed out to me that we ask him. And when I say we, I'm talking about you. He pointed out that you and I, when we ask him for his help, then we try to do it ourselves. We interfere and try to do it ourselves. We want to tell God when, we want to tell him where and how to answer our prayers. And I know that I'm not the only one that's guilty of this. But thank God that he did have mercy on me, brothers and sisters, and modified my prayer request. With the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm hoping to cover some areas in your prayer life today that will help you too. I don't say, and I don't stand up here and say that I've gotten it all figured out. I don't have it all down pat. I really don't. However, the Lord has revealed some things to me about the way I pray, and that is what I'd like to share with you today. That what God has taught me about prayer is working for me. It's working in my life, and I'm having a lot more success with getting my prayers answered. One of the biggest things that God has taught me about praying is that we must always, and I'll say this again, is that we must always pray in line with what his word says. For example, if we are praying for healing in our bodies or for someone else's body, we have to find scriptures that line up with his promises on healing. And there are many scriptures on healing. One of them, as a matter of fact, is Matthew 8:17. He says, he himself took our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases, and with his stripes, he says, we are healed. He continues to tell us in 1 Peter 2:24 that he personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. And by his wounds, he says, you have been healed. And I want you to notice something here. He said, by his wounds, you have been healed. So please notice that have been, or were, is past tense. In one verse, he says, he bore away our diseases. And another one, he says, by his wounds. Some translations say, by his stripes, ye were healed. So have been healed or were healed, they're all past tense. In other words, they've already been done. Regardless of which translation you read, brothers and sisters, it is past tense. In other words, it has already taken place over 2,000 years ago. Jesus bore our sickness for us on the cross over 2,000 years ago. Your healing has already been taken care of, been prayed for, and your finances too, for that matter. And I'm going to be talking a little bit more about your finances a little bit later on, because I realize that everyone listening today is not seeking to be healed. Some of you out there listening today are suffering in your finances, and we can pray for your financial help too. His word tells us in 3 John 1:2 that he desires above all things that you be in good health and that you prosper even as your soul prospers. So let's just stop here and talk about this for just a minute, okay? If God's word tells you that you are healed and that he has already bore your sickness for you, and his desire for you is to be healthy, and this is what his word says. This is what the word says. So why? I ask the question is, so why, when you pray for healing in your body, why would you say, if it be your will, when God says it is his will? You know, you may not have thought about it, friends, for I know I used to pray the same way myself. I'm so guilty of doing the very same things that I'm telling you not to do today. The Lord has revealed to me that when we do pray that way, what we're actually really saying is we aren't sure. We really aren't sure what God's will is for us. So when we say things like, if it be your will, when we're praying something that he says is in his word is his will, then as I said before, it shows we don't really know what his word says about healing or our finances. As I continue to say, I used to pray the very same way myself. I am so guilty. Mostly because I was taught that way. We normally will practice things that we listen to and we've been taught. And you probably were. I was taught that way and you probably were too. But now I know that it is not what the scripture says. And that's what we go on, what God's word says. And let me make this clear. There are some prayers that we pray that we should say, if it be your will. But praying for healing or your finances is not one of them. That is always, always God's will. And as we just read the word, it says it is his will for us to be healthy, and also it's his will for us to prosper. There are some things that we need to be aware of if we're going to pray prayers that will get better results. I'm not saying that this is the only way to pray. What I am saying is since the Lord pointed these things out to me, I'm getting better results. I'm getting more prayers answered since I have changed. Friends, we have to keep in mind that God always backs up his word. So it's important. It's important to pray his words when we pray. So if you aren't being successful with your prayers, you might want to try praying what God's word says about your circumstances. Another reminder I would suggest is that you don't go to the Lord praying your problem, you know. He already knows what your circumstances are. He knows what the situation's like. So we really don't want to waste our breath and time going over every detail of our situation, you know, of our problem. So for God already knows, he already knows. You want to pray his word concerning your situation, and according to his word, they don't have to be long prayers. You know, I hear people sometimes, you know, they'll pray on and 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 on. And especially this is guilty sometimes when you ask somebody to say the prayer when you're getting ready to eat. You know, they just kind of go on and on and on and on. And you know, it really is not necessary. You know, God hears you when you say a few words, so you don't have to keep praying till the food gets cold. And just throw that in. You want to pray his word concerning your situation, but according to his word, they don't, like I said, they don't have to be long prayers. In Matthew 6:7, in the New Living Bible says, when you pray, he says, don't babble on and on as the Gentiles do. He said, they think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again and again. So for instance, if the devil is trying to bring sickness on your body, you could pray over your body and say, I thank you, Lord, that you have sent your word and it has healed me. And you'll find this over in Psalms 107, verse 20. And you can say, I thank you, Jesus, that you bore my sickness and took away my infirmities. You'll find that in Matthew 8:17. You can start praying this way. You can say, Satan, I refuse to take into my body a deadly or debilitating disease, for based on God's word, no evil can come near my dwelling place, nor can any plague come near my tent, according to Psalms 91:10. You just continue to say what God's word says. And when the devil tries to put sickness on you or tries to attack you in any other form, you can command him to cease and desist in Jesus' name, and he will have to obey you. A definition for cease and desist order is a notice demanding that the recipient immediately stops an illegal activity. And Satan has no legal right to attack your body or anything that belongs to you or even your finances. As a believer, you have been set free from the curse of the law. You can say sickness and disease are evil, and therefore they cannot come near my dwelling place, praise the Lord. For the same spirit that raised Jesus from the grave dwells in my body, and I have the life of God in me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law, and all sickness is part of the curse, according to Galatians 3:13. I speak to my body now in the name of Jesus, and body, I command you to line up and stay in line with the word of God, praise the Lord. We need to know that all sickness, not some of it, brothers and sisters, but all of it is a part of the curse. He tells us this in Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 through 68. And according to Proverbs 26, verse 2, in the King James, he says, as the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. So therefore, there is no cause for a curse to alight in your life, brothers and sisters. Definition for causeless is without just grounds or motives. Since Christ redeemed you and redeemed me and became the curse for us, there are no grounds and there are no motives for a curse to land on me or you. Therefore, you can say, I declare that I have divine healing and divine health in my body. Thank you, Jesus. Job 22:28, he says, you shall decree a thing and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. He tells us in Isaiah 43:26 to put him in remembrance of his word so he can plead our case with us. I'm forever using this to the Lord when I'm praying. I'll be praying about something and I'll say, well, Lord, your word tells me in Isaiah 43:26 to put you in remembrance of your word. And when I'm praying God's word. So that's what I'm doing. And that's what I was just telling you to do. We're putting God in remembrance of his word. So when we were confessing what God's word says about our healings, we were putting God in remembrance of his word. And of course you would do the same thing if it were your finances that you were praying for, only you would just look up scriptures on finances that line up with what God's word says about meeting your needs, and you'd pray them. I have this little book here. I've written about 10 or 12 of these and several books, but this one in particular is called Receiving God's Financial Miracle, and that you can find that on my website. And another scriptures that we can use on finances, for example, is in Philippians 4:19. He tells us that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Psalms 34:10 says that those that love him will not lack for any beneficial thing. I think that being able to pay your bills is a beneficial thing. Wouldn't you agree with me? Psalms 128:2 in the NIV says, you will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. And Deuteronomy 8:18 says, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm, and I capitalize that he wants to confirm. The reason why he's giving you the ability to get wealth is so that he can confirm his covenant that he swore to his fathers, as it is this day, he says. In 2 Corinthians verse 9 and 8, it says, God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, Saints. This is Pastor Joe. I want to take a moment to tell you just how much you mean to me and Speak the Word Ministry. Truly, you're not just listeners. You are family. And I thank God for you every single day. And everything we do through this ministry is to make sure that the Word of God reaches as many hearts as possible. Because of your prayers and your support, we're able to bring Speak the Word across the radio waves into homes and places where people may feel alone or forgotten. And yet, when they hear the Word, everything changes. But there's so much more that we believe God is calling us to do. We want to expand to more radio stations across the country, to reach more lives, to make sure that no one is without hope, without truth, and without the power of God's Word. So today, I want to ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with Speak the Word Ministry. Friends, if this ministry is a blessing to you, would you help us take it further and consider giving a donation of any amount by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Friends, thank you for standing with us, and thank you for believing in this mission. I speak the Word, and always remember there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the Word of God, against the Word.